In this bulletin, all the latest developments and reaction from the terrorist attack in Christchurch. ASIO and the AFP to deliver an urgent briefing to the PM on the risk posed by right-wing extremists. And hearings continue in the Royal Commission into Aged Care. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's cabinet will discuss the changes to tighten the nation's gun laws today. Ms Ardern promised to adjust New Zealand's gun laws following the Christchurch terror attack, which killed 50 people. The law changes could include banning private ownership of semi-automatic rifles and a government-funded buyback of newly outlawed guns. Gun owner Ian Britton says he supports tightening the laws as long as people who need guns have access to them.
There could well be a bit of a comeback on some guys that have perhaps got more weapons than they use, but you know, as long as they're responsible, which is of course with everything, I mean, you've got to have some sort of freedom, but you need a weapon that's appropriate for what you're using it for.
Social media companies say they're doing all they can to restrict violent content online following the live streaming of New Zealand's terrorist attack. YouTube has announced it's employing more people to monitor, find and remove violent content uploaded on the platform. While Facebook New Zealand says it has removed over 1.5 million videos of the Christchurch attack and will continue to do so out of respect for those lives lost. However, both major parties are calling on social media companies to have better protection measures in place to ensure such a horrific event cannot be live streamed again. In other news, ASIO and the AFP will deliver an urgent briefing to Cabinet National Security Committee on the risk posed by right-wing extremists. Chair of the committee, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and its members will hear from ASIO's Director General Duncan Lewis and AFP Commissioner Andrew Colvin. The meeting follows Friday's Christchurch terror attacks where an Australian white supremacist, Brenton Tarrant, allegedly stormed two mosques during prayer, killing 50 and wounding dozens. Independent MP Karen Phelps told Sky News she supports the government being briefed but thinks it's all political parties should be working together at this time on a bipartisan approach.
This is a time, I believe, for unity. It is not a time to be using an incident like this to further divide Australians. I think what we need to do is to put away the dog whistle. We've been hearing far too much rhetoric which is divisive in our nation and even in our federal parliament.
Independent Senator Fraser Anning says he doesn't regret making comments blaming the Christchurch mosque massacre on Muslim immigration. Just hours after Friday's incident, the Queensland Senator issued a press release in which he claimed Muslims are killing people in the name of their faith on an industrial scale. He says anyone who disagrees with his comments are free to vote him out of Parliament.
People can have their opinion. As I said, you know, I'm happy for people to have their opinion, and if they don't like what I say, that's fine, then they're able to vote me out at the next election.
Senator Anning also defended his punching of a 17-year-old boy who cracked an egg on the back of his head during a press conference a day after the massacre, saying he acted in self-defence. It comes 2 months after he billed taxpayers for flights to attend a far-right rally organised by a convicted criminal and self-described neo-Nazi. In October last year, he used his maiden Senate speech to call for an end to Muslim immigration and did so using the term Final Solution, which is the name a Nazi planned for genocide of Jewish people during World War II. The second Royal Commission hearing into aged care sector begins today in Adelaide, Presbyterian Aged Care New South Wales, and the Australian Capital Territory Chief Executive Officer Paul Sadler are among those due to give evidence in the Commonwealth Court. The week-long hearing will focus on experiences of people seeking or receiving aged care in their home and the quality of those services. The Royal Commission has already finished 2 weeks of hearings into the aged care sector's quality, safety and complaints system, which uncovered a range of problems from a lack of funding to staff needing improved training. The Commission's Adelaide hearings will conclude on Friday. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, 35 degrees. In Adelaide, it's sunny and 31. In Melbourne, it's also partly cloudy, 28. A light shower or two in Hobart, 20 degrees. Rain for Canberra, 23. Much the same for Wollongong, 22. Showers in Sydney, 24. Much the same for Newcastle, 25. Possible storm showers also for Brisbane and 31. Showers with a possible storm, 30 degrees for Cairns. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, a top of 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.